You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Matt Schmidt, the owner of Burial Insurance Pros. Burial Insurance Pros helps families across the United States obtain affordable burial, funeral, and final expense insurance. Mr. Schmidt, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you, Eric. I do appreciate your time and for having me on your program.
You're more than welcome. My pleasure. Now, a lot of people don't think, or don't like to think about needing burial insurance, but everyone's going to need it at some time or another. So tell us, what is a burial insurance or final expense insurance policy to kind of kick things off today?
Sure. And essentially, burial insurance refers to a permanent whole life insurance policy, usually with a death benefit from, let's say, about $10,000, maybe up to $25,000 or $30,000. And as its nickname implies, people are buying this particular type of policy to provide money for funeral and burial costs for themselves and so that their family members do not have to come out of their pockets to cover these costs. And the majority of our clients, you know, truly do like knowing that they do have a policy like this at place. And at the end of their life, they know their family members will be receiving a benefit that's going to cover all of these final expenses. And again, you know, these whole life insurance policies are permanent policies, and they do cover your entire life. Your rates for these policies will never increase, and the insurance company can never drop or cancel your coverage. So this policy, again, is truly giving a person peace of mind knowing that at the end of their life, their family members will again be receiving a death benefit to address all of these burial and final expense insurance needs.
And what are the advantages of a burial insurance policy compared to a prepaid funeral?
Yes, good question. And to start off with, a prepaid funeral is essentially a prepaid contract between you and a funeral home that will cover the funeral costs at the end of your life. And unlike a final expense insurance policy, a prepaid funeral policy is purchased from a funeral home of your choice, and then the funeral home is made the beneficiary of that policy. Once the policy is in effect, the funeral home will then carry out the arrangements of the person specified for the funeral. If the death occurs before this prepaid funeral is paid up, then your family will still need to pay the remaining of the balance. Also, these prepaid funeral plans, they are not portable. Meaning, let's say if you move from California to Florida, a new funeral home would not be able to accept the old prepaid policy. If you ever have any doubt that you may not live in one location forever, this may not be an ideal type of policy for you. Now, with a burial insurance policy, the insured or owner of the policy owns this policy. This policy is portable. It goes with you wherever you may possibly move. And then at the end of your life, your named beneficiary of the policy will receive the death benefit, and they will use the money however the family sees fit. So essentially, a burial insurance policy is going to allow an individual a little more flexibility with the insurance contract. Also, we do want to point out that with a burial insurance policy, if death occurs before the whole life policy is paid up, 100% of the death benefit is still paid to the beneficiary.
Now, once a policy has begun, when will the policy actually go in force, and does the death benefit pay out immediately?
Yes. Again, that is a great question and one that we do get asked quite a bit. And just assuming that a person is in what we call fair or let's even say preferred health, they are going to qualify for an immediate death benefit policy. This means that once the application for insurance is approved and at least one premium payment is applied, then the coverage is in force. If death occurs at any point thereafter, either due to accidental or natural causes, the named beneficiary is going to receive the full death benefit. Theoretically, a person could possibly make one premium payment, pass away unexpectedly the very next day, and the family or the beneficiary of the policy is still going to receive 100% of the death benefit that was listed on the policy.
And that is certainly most helpful information today. We are joined by Mr. Matt Schmidt, the owner of Burial Insurance Pros. Burial Insurance Pros helps families across the United States obtain affordable burial, funeral, and final expense insurance here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Schmidt, how are the death benefits paid and what is the death claim process?
Yes. And since these insurance companies know that the policies were taken out specifically to address funeral, burial costs, and other final expenses, these death benefits will be paid out in a lump sum tax-free benefit to the named beneficiary. Any money that is left over from the policy is free for the family to spend however they see fit. There are truly no restrictions on how this death benefit can be used or applied. And of course, every individual and every family is different, so it's nice knowing that there are no guidelines or restrictions on how these death benefits can be used.
And of course, another question, how quickly can a beneficiary expect to be paid the benefits?
Great question again, and the answer is very quickly. Insurance companies know that this money is needed in a timely manner. Funeral homes want to be paid for their services, and they don't want the beneficiaries to be waiting 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, etc. for this check. So most companies are actually going to cut a check within 2 to 3 days to the named beneficiary, and then again, this person can use that money to pay the funeral home or just whoever needs to be paid for their services.
And Mr. Schmidt, what are the medical requirements for a person to qualify for a burial insurance policy?
And again, good news. Insurance companies have evolved over time. They know that most people do not want a nurse coming out to their home, drawing a blood sample, nor do most people want an insurance company combing through 3 to 5 years worth of their medical records. Up until a few years ago, this is exactly how insurance companies would underwrite an individual. Not to mention this may take anywhere from 30 to 45 days for a decision to be made. This is no longer the case. Companies now will simply have you answer basic health questions on the application, and they will also do a prescription drug background check. They do this to make sure a person is answering questions correctly and honestly. Example, let's say you check no to a question that is asking if you have any type of lung disease or disorder. And in reality, you are being prescribed oxygen, and this is going to show up on your prescription drug background check. If that was the case, then the insurance company knows an applicant is being dishonest on the health questionnaire, and they would not be approved. So on average, once a company receives the prescription drug background check along with your application, they will make a decision within 48 hours. So the process is very quick, very painless, and very, very simple.
And that's certainly what we'd like to hear. Now, can a child take out policies on their parents or grandparents?
Yes, absolutely. And this is something that we truly and honestly do recommend in most situations. As long as your parents or grandparents sign off on the application, acknowledging that they are applying for insurance, a child or grandparent may be the owner of the policy. And again, one of the reasons why we encourage something like this is to make sure that you, being the child or grandchild, are 100% in control of the policy. That way, you don't have to worry about at some point in the future if mom or dad or grandmom, are they still making the payments? You know, is the insurance in force? If you're like me, you want to be 100% certain that your loved ones do have a policy and that it will pay out at the time of death. And what better way to make sure that that happens by actually being the owner and being the person who is in control of this burial insurance policy.
Mr. Schmidt, we can't thank you enough for your time and for bringing focus to something that we probably put on the back burner, but always good to be ready. And again, thanks for all the great information. Where can listeners get further details on Burial Insurance Pros?
Yes, so our website is burialinsurancepros.org. Any person who goes to that website can review all of our free information. And if a person is interested in a no-obligation quote, they can simply input their information, such as their age, state of residence, amount of coverage seeking, and they will see some different companies and what prices they may offer coverage.
Well, Mr. Schmidt, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Yes, likewise, Eric. Thank you again for having us on your program, and we hope to hear from you in the near future.
It sounds like a plan. We've been speaking with Mr. Matt Schmidt, the owner of Burial Insurance Pros, that helps families across the U.S. obtain affordable burial, funeral, and final expense insurance. And for all the details, visit burialinsurancepro.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.